This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran denied Friday that it was responsible for the downing of a 737 jet that killed all 176 passengers on board. But the United States joined other nations in blaming Iran for shooting down that Ukrainian jetliner. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest-level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any missiles hit the plane. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The wife of the pilot of the doomed Ukrainian jetliner that crashed in Iran says she urged her husband not to fly that night. We get that story from AP's Jackie Quinn.
With escalating tensions in the region between the U.S. and Iran, widow Katerina Gapanenko tells Sky News she urged her husband to cancel his shift, but he said if he didn't fly the plane, who would? Ukraine's foreign minister says the pilots were on a proper course.
There was nothing to indicate that this flight endangered.
Across the globe, there's mourning for all 176 victims, more than 60 from Canada, including a dentist in Halifax whose husband spoke on CTV.
This tragedy was very, very hard for all passenger family.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.